Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about two phones from Nokia, which is the Nokia 6.1 Plus and the Nokia 5.1 Plus. And we will be speaking about a new phone from Xiaomi, which is called the Poco F1. So to talk about all of these phones, we have the people who have been reviewing these phones. So first up, Shobhit Verma, who's reviewing the Nokia phones.
Hi guys.
And we also have Aditya Shenoy, who's reviewing the Poco.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Pranay Parab. But before we begin discussing this, there is something important that you need to listen to. This episode of Orbital is brought to you by Goalwise.com. What's Goalwise? It's a mutual fund investing website and app that helps everyone, especially smart people like you, achieve their financial goals. You may be saving up for a smartphone, a vacation, to save tax, or just to get rich. Goalwise.com is your best friend for all of this. Now, once you pick your goals and a time frame, Goalwise uses its smart algorithm to recommend the best mutual funds for you to achieve them. Now, you can either invest in small sums every month or a big sum in one go and sit back, relax, and watch your money grow. I've been using Goalwise for a year and a half, and I love how easy they make it to manage your money. My favorite feature is their customer service, and I cannot stress this enough. Their team really goes out of its way to help you out. Goalwise doesn't charge you anything directly. It makes money by taking small commissions from mutual fund companies. The process is fully transparent, and you can check out more details on their website, which is goalwise.com. That's GOALWISE.com. Thanks to Goalwise for sponsoring this episode. Right then, so first, I think maybe we should talk about the Poco phone first because it's the more recent launch. So yeah. Aditya, do you want to maybe, you know, give a short intro about Poco? Like, why is this phone not branded Xiaomi, Redmi, Mi, and why is it Poco?
Okay, so what Xiaomi says is that, you know, the Poco phone, they wanted to go in for a different brand altogether so that they aren't burdened by you know, the expectations that people have from the other brands, like Redmi for the matter. So Poco is like a sub-brand of Xiaomi. Now, Xiaomi still handles a lot of, you know, the marketing and the after sales for the Poco phone. So it's like a sub-brand for it, but it's still controlled by pretty much by Xiaomi. So
yeah, so I have another theory on this, which is that in the premium segment, which is above 20,000 rupees for Xiaomi, so I don't think they have a single phone that they can call like an absolute success. And maybe, you know, maybe they realize that if they bring phones under a different sub-brand, it probably has a better chance of success than Mi or a Redmi branded phone, which have somehow been associated with the sub 20,000 price point.
Xiaomi has failed miserably with their premium phones in India, be it the in terms of sales, be it the Mi 5, the Mi Mix or the Mi Mix 2. So, I mean, I guess it was... they had to remove the stigma from the Xiaomi name in the premium brand, premium segment, and bringing a new brand altogether was the best way to do so.
Well, I think the first mistake was bringing in the Mi 3 at 14,000 rupees, because that is kind of, they've said that, you know, Mi phones are going to cost somewhere around 13,000, 14,000 rupees. And then we've seen phones like the Mi 4, the Mi 5, you know, costing a lot more, because of which they didn't sell in the same amount as the Redmi phones. So Poco kind of, you know, is a fresh name. And again, Redmi, Mi, there's quite a lot of similarity there. People will still kind of look at it as a Redmi phone. So probably a new brand name, just so that they can take a different approach.
Yeah, so that's, you know, if it works, fair enough. I mean, you know, they tried something different to make a dent in the premium segment. Something that I've always felt that likes of OnePlus have managed to pull off is slowly go to the premium segment and be successful there. But Xiaomi so far has not been very successful in that. So if you look at the Poco F1 phone, now the specifications show that it has the Snapdragon 845 processor, and that's that right. Is pretty much the same processor that you get in like even phones that cost what, 60,000, 40,000, 30,000, like any like a phone above 30,000, if it doesn't have the 845, like it's probably already a step behind the industry. And now that the Poco has come in, that changes a lot, right? I mean, why would I look at phones that cost 60,000 anymore when I'm getting pretty much the same chip and you know, almost the same performance in this phone?
Yeah, so that's one of the biggest changes that Xiaomi has done, because by bringing the Poco phone in at 20,999 rupees, it's pretty much shaken up the entire market, right, from 16,000 rupees all the way up to 50,000 rupees. Because, you know, when you look at it, someone buying, even for that matter, look at the Xiaomi Mi A2 that was launched a couple of weeks ago. Now, that is priced somewhere around 16,000 rupees. And the issue is that when you have the Poco F1 that has the Snapdragon 845, which is a flagship grade processor, that is 4,000 to 5,000 rupees, you know, more expensive than it. Why wouldn't someone go for it? You know, here you get better processor, you get a bigger battery, something that we complained about on the Mi A2. You also get expandable storage and a headphone jack. So I don't see the point why, I don't see anyone going for the Mi A2 now that Poco F1 is here.
Well, I see a lot of people going for the Mi A2 because the Poco F1 is not going to be available. So the biggest complaint that we have with all Xiaomi phones is this, right? Flash sale. So Poco F1 with its, like, if you look at the specs to price ratio, Poco F1 is really like killing it in that aspect. You can't get better specs at this price. So, you know, the phones that compete with this phone, such as the whatever Oppo F7, Vivo V9, Nokia 7 Plus, all are like far behind in terms of specifications. But buying the Poco F1 is going to be really difficult, because the unit that costs 21,000 rupees is most probably going to go out of stock in all flash sales like really quickly.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
So just to say something in between here. So I have not used the Poco F1, so that disclaimer I have to put out there. But, you know, my thinking of the Poco F1 is a bit different. So I have seen people, like you just said, that 7 Plus is far behind. And I have seen people, you know, brandishing it as a flagship killer. S9 is dead. OnePlus 6 is dead. My thinking is a bit different. The Poco F1 is more of a mid-range phone with a flagship processor. So a flagship phone is a sum of its parts. It's not just Snapdragon 845 that makes a flagship phone. Shenoy is reviewing the phone, so he will be the best to tell you if, you know, the phone is, does it have a premium build, if the cameras are as good as, you know, the other phones in this price range. But phones like the Nokia 7 Plus have fantastic build quality. They have superb displays. You know, the whole package, the software is brilliant. It's beautifully optimized. So, and the same goes with OnePlus 6, the same goes with the Galaxy S8. So what I am thinking of what Xiaomi has done here is, in a very clever way, is they have cut costs where the Indian customer at this price point is not very, you know, interested in. Indian customers really want, they get very attracted by numbers. They get very attracted by a Snapdragon 845 or 6 GB of
4,000 milliamp hour of battery.
I have seen a lot
for
of
that matter.
So I have seen a lot of people not buy the Nokia 7 Plus just because it has a 660 processor, even though the performance is very good. But by putting a 845 and, you know, maybe compromising a little bit on other things, like it has a plastic body, not saying plastic bodies are bad, but obviously metal feels better in the hand. So so many people I know are like, wow, 845 for 21,000. So that is something that Xiaomi has hit bang on the head. But does the phone compete? Is it a complete flagship? No, it's not. It's a phone with compromises, but with a flagship grade processor at a killer price.
Yeah, so Shenoy?
Yeah. So the Poco F1, I don't think Xiaomi is going on with, you know, calling it like a flagship phone overall. Now, the main pitch is pretty much what Shobhit was saying, that, you know, it's like a budget phone with a flagship grade processor. And yes, it doesn't have like a glass back or a premium build, you know, how you'd say for, say, the Galaxy S9 when you hold it in the hand. But the polycarbonate back, now we have the Kevlar edition, the armored edition, and the back is not that bad. It's good to hold in the hand. It is a little bulky, which is primarily because of the big 4,000 milliamp hour battery. But apart from that, you know, it feels like, okay, it's made to the cost, but it does not have premium elements. Like, we've mostly seen metal or glass. This has that Kevlar thing. It is something different, I would say. It isn't the norm. And even the other versions that have the polycarbonate back, it's kind of like the older Nokia phones. I haven't seen those smartphones, so I won't be able to comment on how they feel or, you know, how they last.
Yeah, so that's interesting. But see, one of the things that really makes a difference when it comes to flagship phones, something that everyone likes to tout these days, it is the camera. Now, if you look at it, OnePlus 6, when they launched, before launching, all of their marketing was focused around how the OnePlus 6 camera is as good as the Pixel or, you know, as good as the iPhone or Samsung and all that. But you know, once we saw the phone finally, like, we realized that, okay, it's not as good yet, but it is pretty close. So what about the Poco F1? Like, is the camera, like, really good, or is it just okay?
Okay, so about the camera, I have clicked a couple of photos with the Poco F1. Now, this has the AI camera feature as well, which kind of sets the camera up for the scene you're trying to shoot. It is quick now, even when clicking in low light against, you know, probably signboards or something of that sort, it switches to HDR mode automatically. Even when you're shooting text or when you're shooting a person, the AI camera detects, you know, what you're shooting at and sets different parameters automatically. Now, I haven't been able to copy it onto a computer and watch it. So I won't be commenting on the camera quality, but the camera is quick. It's not slow.
Okay, so I guess, you know, we'll put up a comparison piece on the site at some point where we'll be talking about the camera performance of the Poco F1.
Yeah, I think people want the OnePlus 6.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can stay tuned to gadgets360.com to, you know, check out that. We'll be putting it up pretty soon, I'm sure. So,
you know, actually, I was thinking and I was discussing with some of my colleagues over here in the Delhi office. What will be interesting is not, see, it's very easy to compare this phone with OnePlus 6 and all. What will be interesting is the impact the base variant of the Poco F1, the 20,991, has on phones like the Nokia 6.1 Plus and the Xiaomi Mi A2. Because the step above is just $4,000. So that will be very interesting, how the 20,999 variant impacts the sale of these phones. So I, for one, not, you know, excusing myself as a tech journalist, as a reader, will be very interested to know how the Poco F1 compares against these phones, because these phones are on the upper end of the budget segment and the Poco F1 has just come on a place where it competes with both the lower end budget phones and the higher end phones. So that's a very interesting segment, intersection.
Yeah, so there are a few things that I want to say about this. So first is that I think about 4 months ago, we recorded one episode about Oppo F7 and Vivo V9. And in that, I remember, like, distinctly saying that in Android phones, the 20 to 30,000 rupees market is underserved with not that many great options. And right after we recorded that, we got the Oppo F7, obviously, and the Vivo V9 and Nokia 7 Plus. And now we have the Poco F1 also in the same price range.
Well.
So suddenly the 20 to 30,000. Yeah, so Honor Play as well. So 20 to 30,000, suddenly it's become like a really crowded segment as well, just like every other segment out there. But it is important to clarify that while the Poco F1 starts at 20,999 rupees, that is only for one variant, which is the 6GB RAM and 64GB storage variant. The other two variants are 6GB RAM and 128GB storage at 23,999, which is 24,000. And there is also one variant at 28,999, which is the 8GB RAM and the 256GB storage variant. Finally, the variant that we are reviewing, which is the Armored Edition, which is available in 8GB and 256GB variant storage and RAM, and that costs 30,000 rupees. So I think, you know, ultimately most people are going to end up picking up one of the higher end variants of the Poco F1 simply because I don't see the base variant being in
That's
stock
true. It
and
looks
easily
like,
available anytime
soon. You know,
soon.
The polycarbonate ones. Honestly, I think Xiaomi won't be manufacturing a lot of the 6GB, 64GB storage variant option. Because when I look at it, the Armored Edition will probably, like, because that is, the company is probably making a loss. Like, if the company is making a loss by selling the Poco phone, it's making the most loss on the lower variant. So probably it'll be, the units will be restricted, like limited, and whereas you'll have more variants, like more numbers for the Armored Edition, or the higher variants for that matter.
Yeah, so what I'm worried about is this becoming a situation like the Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1, So that phone was also launched at an extremely killer price, 10,999, and we all journalists, you know, went gaga over the phone. Killer pricing, competitive pricing will kill all the other phones. What happened eventually was the phone was absolutely never in stock. I am very worried about this with the Poco F1, that the phone has such killer pricing, especially the entry level variant is. So will the phone ever be in stock?
That would depend on you know, Xiaomi, but yeah, like I said, probably the lower end won't be available in stock, but 6128 and 8256, I think these variants will be available in stock, like should be available in stock, because looking at the higher price, you know, a lot, like less people are likely to go for the higher price Poco F1, whereas people will be participating in the flash sale for the 664 variant. So, you know, which will be probably made in limited numbers to keep, you know, losses down.
Has Xiaomi commented anything on availability?
The first flash sale will be, like the first sale will be on 29th of August, and that's about it.
Okay, so they haven't said anything on...
Yeah, so I'm currently on me.com right now, and for the Poco F1, I can see that, you know, it clearly says buy at 12 p.m. on 29th of August. So yeah, it's a flash sale.
So I find this a bit disingenuous, to be very frank. I mean, it's my opinion, might be my opinion, and Xiaomi might prove me wrong. So take this with a pinch of salt. But, you know, pricing a phone competitively and then not having it available is like you know, just creating,
well, it's
hype for yourself.
It sounds more like a marketing tactic, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if a Nokia prices a phone at 27,000 and it is available, and then this Xiaomi prices a phone at 21,000 and everybody, every website goes crazy about it, and but then it's never available to buy, because I have seen it happen. I used to recommend the Zenfone Max Pro M1 to every friend of mine. Then they used to come back to me and say, "Okay, it's never available. Please suggest some other phone." So,
yeah, but I think things are changing now. The Max Pro M1 is available, right? Now
now it's available. They listened to feedback that we have to give Asus credit, that they admitted that they messed up a little with the demand and they have now made it available, but they did screw it up in the beginning.
Okay, no, because it is possible. See, because when they're launching a new phone, it's kind of hard to gauge demand now. For these phones, like we've seen it multiple times as well, wherein people say that, you know, okay, no, if we have a really powerful processor, a big battery at a lower price, we'll buy it. Like you see a lot of people commenting on Reddit and other places, but these people actually don't go ahead and buy these phones. We've seen phones like the Lenovo Z2 Plus, which was like a Snapdragon 820 powered phone under 20,000 rupees, and that did not sell in huge numbers.
Nobody
exactly
bought it.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to gauge demand. So I think companies kind of keep units limited for the first few sales, just so that they can gauge demand better and then ramp up production, because they don't want to be sitting on unsold inventory. So that is how it is. And honestly, if you even look at this, so people who want the Poco phone, who absolutely want the Poco phone, will wait for it to come in stock and buy it, because for them there's no other option out there, and Xiaomi can play the waiting game with them, because till they ramp up the production, these people are going to wait for the Poco phone because they don't have any other option with an 845 at that price point.
Yeah, so is there anything else you want to say about the Poco phone, Shenoy, before we move to the Nokia phones?
Well, the one thing I liked about it is the 4000 milliampere battery and support for quick charge, because usually we see with other 845 powered phones is that the battery capacity is a little low. Like we have got the OnePlus at 3300 milliampere, the Zenfone 5Z at around the same mark. So I think the battery capacity is good, and you know, this lasts you a day.
Yeah, easy. And what about the software? So
that's like a plus.
Does it ship?
Yeah. So the soft.
Just a second, friend. Does it ship with?
Yeah.
A quick
so it
charger?
Ships with a quick charger
because
3
most Xiaomi phones
in the box.
Support
yeah.
Quick
so
charge.
It ships with a quick charger 3 in the box.
All right. So what about the software? Like I believe you mentioned that it's like between stock Android and MIUI and not as much MIUI as before.
Yeah. So when I just unboxed the phone, the first screen was MIUI 9, and I was like, okay, this does not look like Poco. But what Poco has done is they've put like a Poco theme on top, and MIUI 9 is customized. Now this phone is running on MIUI 9.6 to be precise, and it's a little customized. So the best way to describe it would be like a bridge between MIUI 9 and stock Android. So elements like you get an app launch, you know, an app drawer, something that was completely missing on MIUI when people would go ahead and launch, you know, add a different launcher. So Poco has added a Poco launcher on top, and you get an app drawer which has multiple customizations as well. Even the notification shades and everything has been, you know, redesigned to kind of look like stock Android. But all the Xiaomi features are still here. So you get dual apps, second space, you know, the gestures that are there on other Xiaomi phones. So all those features are still there.
Okay. So I suppose that wraps up the Poco F1 segment of this podcast, and we can then move on to the Nokia 6.1 Plus and the Nokia 5.1 Plus.
Yeah, so the 6.1 Plus is priced at 15,999, and it will go on sale on August 30th from Flipkart and Nokia's online store, which is nokia.com/phones. And the 5.1 Plus will go on sale in September. The price has not been announced yet. It will be announced closer to the sale. And the global price has been announced. The global price is 199 euros, which translates to around 15,500. But Nokia told me that there will be a price difference of around 2,000 to 3,000 between the two phones. That is, I mean, nothing official, but we can expect that. So before we get into the detail, I have not used the Nokia 7 Plus, but I have used each and every Nokia phone except that has been launched under HMD Global. And in my opinion, these are the two best Nokia phones that I have used since HMD Global came to the fore. Of course, barring the 7 Plus, which I have not had my hands on.
Okay, so I've used the 7 Plus, and I kind of you know, agree, like stock Android and the Nokia build quality. You know, HMD is honestly kind of managed that really well.
Yeah, so every Nokia phone that I've used before this had some or the other flaw that, you know, one niggling factor that prevented it from, you know, being complete. The closest that came was the Nokia 8, which was a, you know, understated, you know, very great phone that didn't get its due in my opinion, but it was let down by its cameras, which were quite poor. But let's talk about the Nokia 5.1 Plus first, because I just used it for around 10-15 minutes in the launch event, so I don't know much about it. So, but my first impressions. So it's powered by the Helio P60 processor. So for the first time, I feel Nokia has equipped its budget phone with a capable processor. So in the past, they put a underpowered Snapdragon 400 or a, you know, if you excuse my words, terrible MediaTek MT6737 in the 5.1 and the 5. This time around, the P60 is a very powerful processor. We have used it in the Realme 1 before. And if you have read our review or watched the video, you'll know that we were very happy with the performance of the Helio P60. That is paired with 3GB of RAM, which should be enough, especially with Nokia's Android One experience. The screen is HD+, which might be an issue. It's not full HD. However, we will see how the phone is priced. The phone is 90% glass, 2.5D glass on the front and back. It feels very compact in the hand. The build quality, as you can expect from Nokia, was stellar. I actually tried bending it in half at the event. The PR was not very happy with that, but nothing happened to it. I mean,
I think we need to keep you away from phones, man. Stop breaking them.
So, quite happy with the Nokia 5.1 Plus. The only negative that in my opinion is the HD Plus display. I feel that, you know, they should have put a full HD Plus display in the phone, but maybe if they had done so, the distinguishing factor between the 6.1 Plus would have been very less. So the 5.1 Plus has a dual camera at the back. Same as the 6.1 Plus, there's a rear mounted fingerprint sensor. It has a 13 megapixel primary camera, 5 megapixel depth sensor, dual LED flash on the back, single LED flash on the front. Now, I didn't get to test the camera, of course, because I used it for around 15-20 minutes. But, you know, I hope it is an improvement, because the earlier Nokia 5's camera was quite a disappointment. But what really impressed me was how Nokia has designed both these phones. The 5.1 Plus and 6.1 Plus are, to be fair, the best looking Nokias except the 8 Sirocco, which was a design, which was, you know, a very niche phone, which was a beautiful looking phone, but priced really exorbitantly. So I'm going to talk about the design of the 6.1 Plus and 5.1 Plus together, because they look exactly the same. Except for one big thing, the notch on the 5.1 Plus is much bigger than the notch on the 6.1 Plus for no obvious reason. So when I quizzed Nokia on this, they gave me all PR sort of responses. So the only thing I can think of is that it was somehow, I don't know, cheaper. They got a discount on a panel or something. So they say that it's cheaper to make a bigger notch.
Yeah, because a bigger notch would mean a tinier display, right?
The 6.1.
Probably. That's how. Or it's probably sharing the display with some other smartphone. Yes, and so, you know, that kind of helps them keep the cost down.
Yes. Yeah, and maybe they got a discount on the panel or something. I don't know, something like that. And because of that, because the notch is bigger on the 5.1 Plus, the screen-to-body ratio on the 6.1 Plus is higher. It's 83% compared to 78% on the 5.1 Plus. But both phones look gorgeous. Like, they're one of the best-looking Nokias. It reminds you of the Lumias of past, except the fact that they're made of glass. I mean, the phones are classy.
What material are these made of?
I mean, the back.
Both of them?
It's glass on the front and back, and the sides are made of aluminium. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah,
and the,
I think that is something you need to hand it to HMD Global, because, you know, even the budget smartphones, like, you know, something priced around 10,000, like the Nokia 5, I was using the Nokia 5. And that had like a metal unibody design at 10,000 rupees. That, you know, that's really rare. So, yeah.
Yeah, so actually, I would like to bring this up because Aditya has used the Nokia 5, and he will, you know, talk about the fact that the Nokia 5, the original one, the performance was absolutely terrible, if that is the word to put it. So I'm actually quite happy. That's why I was saying that for the first time, Nokia has put a decent processor in their Nokia 5
and
series.
Also about the pricing. You know, I think the pricing for the 6.1 Plus is actually very, like, it's not like Nokia. They've priced it sensibly this time.
They priced it very aggressively. I mean, I was expecting the Nokia 6.1 Plus to be priced at around 18,000, seeing how Nokia has priced their phones in the past. Because the 6.1, which was launched earlier on in the year, was priced at 16,999 for the 3GB RAM and 32GB storage version. And this phone with 4GB of RAM and 64GB of storage is priced at 16,000, which is Nokia being aggressive for the first time. And when I talked to Ajay, who's from the Indian Nokia team, he was like, this time we want to be aggressive with the pricing and we want to compete with the Chinese brands.
And
so
talking
about the
Chinese brand, I think you have the phone with you, the Xiaomi Redmi Note 5 Pro, right? So the both of these have got similar processors, the 6.1 Plus and the Redmi. But the major difference...
Yes.
Yeah. So the major difference is MIUI versus stock Android. So which is the one, you know, that's better to use?
So I, Pranay knows, and people who have listened to the podcast might know, I am a huge fan of stock Android, and I absolutely love Nokia's implementation of it. I mean, it is entirely devoid of bloat, and every Nokia phone I've used in the past manages the optimization of the software is spot on, and the Nokia 6.1 Plus is no exception. Despite having a 3000 mAh battery, I mean, I've been using it for 3-4 days, so a full assessment of the battery I have to do. But in my initial tests, the phone easily lasts through the day and
That's
has around
good.
30% left in the tank, which is, I mean, believe it or not, comparable to the Redmi Note 5 Pro, which has around 40% left in the tank. So, and that has a 4000 mAh battery. And the software is fluid, it doesn't lag at all, and, you know, it's basically a better than a Pixel experience, because, as you know, a Pixel is not stock Android anymore.
With very, very few features on top.
Yeah, Yeah, because obviously fans of MIUI who love the features will be, you know, a little disappointed with Nokia's implementation because there's nothing on here. It's just pure vanilla Android. There are no gestures. There are no features. There's no dual space, no dual apps, no second space, no one-handed mode. There's nothing. It's pure Android. So in that way, maybe some fans of MIUI will not like this. So, you know, there's a perception that you have to go with it. So I like stock Android, so I'm really happy with the 6.1 Plus. But if you like MIUI and if you like all the features that come with it, maybe you'll be happier with phones like the Redmi Note 5 Pro. But if you compare it with the Mi A2, which is the phone, I think this phone actually, 6.1 Plus, you know, is the primary competitor of this phone. It has two main advantages.
Yeah, I think that was going to be my next question. You know, like the Mi A2 is another Android One smartphone that's in the same price range. And after we've reviewed it, we've seen a lot of comments from people saying that, you know, they're not happy with Xiaomi taking the headphone jack off, and even the expandable storage option was missing. So do you think the 6.1 Plus can take the Mi A2 spot?
Just talking about the Mi A2 for a second, I'm a bit bewildered with Xiaomi because it's a wonderful phone in its own right. I mean, the cameras are a huge step up. The screen is good. The build quality is excellent. But, you know, stripping it of basic features like the headphone jack and especially the micro SD card slot really, you know, pulls it down in my opinion. So when you compare the Nokia 6.1 Plus with the Xiaomi Mi A2, it's quite simple, really. Both phones run stock Android. Both phones perform almost equally. Yeah, sure, it has a 660. This has a 636, but absolutely, the difference is really not felt in day-to-day use. It's simple. That has a better camera. The Mi A2 has a better camera. This has a headphone jack and a micro
SD card. I think we've just pretty much spelled out everything there, and people can go and pick whichever. So which one would you pick?
Yeah, that's it. I would prefer the Nokia 6.1 Plus because I cannot live without a micro SD card. Because in outdoor shots, there's little to choose between the two in terms of the camera. But yes, in low light, the Mi A2 quite decisively outperforms the Nokia 6.1 Plus. And this is the basic issue is with Nokia's camera software, which is something I have been bugging Nokia with for a long time. I installed the Google camera APK and the shots were much better. So the Nokia camera software, and this is something that even before I worked here, when I reviewed the Nokia 8, the same issue was there, that with the external camera application, the shots were much better in low light. So Nokia really needs to work on their camera software. So if you want better performance in low light and you want a more well-rounded camera, Mi A2 is yours.
If you can sacrifice the micro SD slot and the headphone jack. First is that there is a conspiracy theory that I want to float. It's that with Poco incoming, obviously Xiaomi knew that they were going to launch the Poco F1 in a few weeks when they launched the Mi A2. And also with the Redmi Note 5 Pro doing really well in the sub 15,000 rupee price point, I don't think Xiaomi was very highly motivated to make the Mi A2 an undisputed success. And that sort of shows in these things that they've done, which is, you know, taken off the headphone jack and also not given an expandable storage option. So when we were speaking about the Mi A2 on the podcast and we were just looking at the phone and discussing it internally, I always was of the opinion that I don't think Xiaomi really takes the stock Android line, the Android One line, very seriously. Even with the Mi A1, there were a bunch of issues. And with the Mi A2, as we've seen, other phones have come like within weeks and sort of offered a much better deal. And phones that are cheaper than the Mi A2, they are also quite good. Like the Redmi Note 5 Pro, I'd still say is probably a better buy in many ways than the Mi A2 is. You know, given the compromises made with the Mi A2. So I'm not sure if they are very motivated to make that Android One range succeed at all.
Yeah. Also, I have just one more thing. I have one big issue with the Mi A2's design, which I don't know if Shenoy also agrees with me. The camera bump at the back is so huge.
Yeah, the camera bump is huge. I am the kind of person who uses
the phone a lot while it is on a desk. And this phone is absolutely impossible to use. Impossible. I mean, I don't know what Xiaomi was thinking while designing that. In comparison, the 6.1 Plus has no camera bump at all. Like, it's absolutely minuscule. Like, it's almost not there. So, and even the Redmi Note 5 Pro's camera bump is much less. So, I don't know. In that way, yes, I...
No, so I think for Xiaomi, the entire motivation was to make the body really thin. Like, you know, to make it slim. Because of which the camera module, they just said, okay, fine. We're completely fine with having the camera module bump up. Because I agree with you. You know, when I was using the Mi A2 during review, I had to use it in the case. Because the case kind of... you know, keeps the bump protected with when you're placing it on any surface for that matter. But yeah, I would agree that the camera bump, the camera module juts out quite.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with you, Pranay, that I do feel that I liked the Mi A2 a lot, but I did feel that it somehow doesn't come across as a very well-rounded phone. Like it, I'm of the opinion that a phone should serve as a tool. Not just a fancy toy, and it does not serve. It lacks many basic features and basic and has some basic ergonomic flaws. So, I don't know.
So yeah, and Pranay, talking about the conspiracy theory that you know you had. Well, I think for the Mi A2, the Poco phone. I was watching the keynote, and Jay Mani was saying that the Poco phone is in plan since January, I guess, early this year. Wherein you know they were thinking about the Poco phone. They're going through Reddit section, Reddit comments, seeing what people want. And I think the Mi A2 has also been in development for a while now. So I'm actually surprised why Xiaomi actually launched the Mi A2 right after the Poco F1 was launched. You know, these two launches nearby. You are right. You know, in a way wherein the Mi A2 is not going to sell in the same amount, wherein... people are just not going to go for it. And when I was talking to Xiaomi about the Poco F1, what they were saying is the entire logic behind the Poco series was that people really like the Redmi Note 5 Pro. And after that, like if you wanted to go for a powerful phone above that, you straight away had the OnePlus 6, which was the, the most value for money smartphone out there. And the Zenfone 5Z, if you, you know, are going to go for the Asus Zen UI experience. But apart from that, you know, there was nothing else. So they wanted to make this phone with a powerful processor, the F1. And so that kind of makes the Mi A2 kind of redundant. Like it will have to basically fight it out with the Poco F1 to manage some sales.
Yeah, and I think it's a battle that the Mi A2 is not going to win because first of all, from one side, you have the Redmi Note 5 Pro cannibalizing sales of the Mi A2. And secondly, there is a fact that it has no headphone jack. I mean, at that price point, especially when Xiaomi does not ship a headphone in the box, most people I know would be going for cheap headphones that they can buy, which is in the wired segment, under 1,000 rupees. There are so many great options that I'm sure Shobhit will be happy to tell us, that you can get and you can easily enjoy maybe sound quality that in wireless you'll have to spend a lot more to get. So... that is gone, and the micro SD card is gone. These things matter at that price point for sure. And if you remove those things, then it already is handicapped. If you look at what the Redmi Note 5 Pro offers, the Redmi Note 5 Pro definitely is going to cannibalize sales of the Mi A2. And then if you look at the Poco, that's just like 4,000-5,000 rupees ahead of this, more expensive than the Mi A2. Then from that end also, it's being cannibalized. So from both sides now, there are different phones that are offering something that's much better than the Mi A2. At least like the basic features that should have been there. So now why would anybody opt for this unless, it's just not available and they must have a Xiaomi phone and they must absolutely have stock Android. I really don't see it happening.
Also, if I forgot to mention about the display, the thing is that the Nokia 6.1 Plus also has a better display than the Mi A2. My biggest issue with the Mi A2 display is the color temperature. It's so warm. It is, when you're on websites that are predominantly white, it's quite jarring. And the brightness is also quite lacking. I mean, outdoor, it's very reflective and brightness is lacking. Outdoor legibility was a big issue with the phone for me. And the Nokia 6.1 Plus in that comparison is much brighter. And the color temperature is much more balanced. So, apart from the
interesting
camera,
see, because most phones have the option to adjust the display output, the color temperature. But yeah, the Mi A2 being stock Android,
The thing is, apart from the camera, I really don't see any advantage that the Mi A2 has over the Nokia 6.1 Plus at this point.
Camera and stock Android. That's yeah. 6. At this point, point plus is also 6.1, stock there's Android. Nothing. Yeah. So there's nothing with the 6.1.
So comparing the 6.1 Plus, obviously I've not fully assessed it yet, so opinions might change. But at this point, after using the 6.1 Plus for around 5 days, I feel that yes, cameras of the A2 are better, but the 6.1 Plus is a more well-rounded phone, and this might be the most well-rounded budget phone that HMD Global has made yet. And this actually shows that this phone, not this, I mean, I have not used the 7 Plus yet, but this phone actually shows how far HMD Global has come in the, I don't know, 1.5 years they've been in the market. They have made a lot of missteps, yeah. Especially with the, you know, very overpriced phones that they launched recently, like the 3.1 and the 2.1 and the Nokia One, which I absolutely lambasted in my review. But this phone feels like a step ahead for, and I really hope that they get the phone offline, because it's currently online only, which might limit its market. But I hope they can bring it offline.
Also, but yeah, I think for the Poco thing, for the Poco F1, the only thing I would want to say is availability. If the phone is available in decent numbers, wherein people won't have to probably buy it off the black market, you know, buy it off on OLX or something of that sort by paying a premium, that will be a win for Poco. Like, if they really want to make a difference by getting a different sub-brand, let it not inherit some of the characteristics that Xiaomi, like some of the flaws that Xiaomi sales have.
Actually, the biggest flaw of Xiaomi. So when I was attending the Mi A2 event, so it was quite a big event that they had. So on the stage, all executives were publicly admitting that, you know, the biggest failure that we've had as a company is meeting demand and the flash sales. So that's something that I think is the biggest failure the company has had.
Yeah, fix this, Xiaomi. Yeah. Just fix it right now. Okay, so I suppose that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. And if you like this show, don't forget to subscribe to us via Google Podcasts on your Android phone and Apple Podcasts on your iPhone. And finally, thanks a lot to Goldwise for sponsoring this episode, and to you for listening to the show.